Welcome to the Ambitious Thrive Podcast. I'm Cassie, your host, and I'm here to help and encourage you to drive your ambition with clarity, transformative, progressive, and profitable business online. I left my corporate job with just $90 on my pocket, LinkedIn, and an accidental startup venture that now has turned intentional. I help coaches, trainers, consultants, and entrepreneurs launch your calling. And I was able to build a six-figure business in less than 45 days. Now, with social media, you can definitely also change your life as I was able to change my life too. Let's build a better business and make dreams possible. You'll hear tips, tricks, strategies, and fireside conversation to help you drive ambition. Ready to dive in? Here's today's episode. Hey you guys, are you that someone who is struggling with sales and still can't seem to wrap your head around objections? Here's one secret sauce. You have to handle your objections like a pro by being obsessed with it. Now, what do I mean by being obsessed with it? No, I don't mean that for you to like stay in love and stay in that lane, but rather to understand what these objections are and how do you get to combat them. It's about flipping that objection and getting to know what these objections really are when it comes to your products, your services, and what is it that you offer. Now, how do you get to handle objections before the sales conversation? Hey Cassie, is that even possible? Yes, it is super possible. Now, if you're like that someone's like, oh my gosh, all these objections are happening left and right, even during discovery calls, strategy calls, I don't know what have you, whatever it is that you call with those calls, right? One thing that you can do is to actually combat that and approach that way before the sales conversation or that call happens. How do you get to do that? Three things, okay? Number one, right? It's all about your content. You need to know your ideal customer's top three objections. At least work on the top three first and handle them in your content, especially when you are posting on social media, whether it's on LinkedIn, Facebook groups, your Instagram, even your TikTok or wherever, you know, whatever social media handle that you're currently running with, or even actually your sales pages, right? You need to have those objections tied in your story, okay? So relate your objection, those objections, right, of your ideal customers through your story, all right? So let's just say they were like, okay, I'm not so sure if I'm ready for the investment. And this is where you answer it through your sales pages, through your social media content, on how do you get to invest on yourself. And this is where you're tying your story when you tell them, okay, I know this situation, I've been there before, and this is how I felt like, and this is how I'm sure that you're also feeling right now. And then just, you know, explain it to them, like, how did it make it feel? Where are you at now, right now, right? How do you get over the objection and took the leap? And then what was the transformation when you jumped in on that investment? Okay, number two is call out their fears. All right, so everybody has that fear. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm so hesitant to invest because, you know, I have still debts in with me and so on and so forth. I don't know if having this investment will be able to help me pay in my debts and stuff like that. But here is the thing, when you get to tie in your story and you call out that fear, you get to show them, which is the number three, what is possible. So what am I saying? It's just like, okay, so when I started with my business, like personally with me, when I had to pivot because of this pandemic, I was actually on negative. I have $5,000 debt. And I was like, oh my goodness, there's a pandemic. How am I ever going to pull this over? How am I going to pay for it? And I hate being in debt. It's not in my vocabulary. It's something that I really hate most. But then again, the pandemic happened, so everything is just so uncertain. Right? So with that mindset shift, right, with a mindset shift, I just put it all together and told myself, okay, fuck it. I'm so done with this. I'm going to do something about it. And then I looked for a business coach who can help me with the right direction. And I invested. So I was like, okay, that's another debt for me, but not for so long. And what happened was, what transpired, it actually answered to the debt, and I am now basically working on my debt, and I'm a little bit there already, almost gone with all my debt. So what I did there is I tied in my story, I called out of fear, and then I showed what is possible, right? So it's like, I know you're hesitant to invest because of your debt, but here's what's going to happen to your business if you don't take the step. And then you run it down to them and then show them what's possible, right? Show your ideal customer what's possible for them to take the next step, right? Remember, consumers purchase from emotions so deep that they need to relate on that. They wanted the feeling of what's possible and knowing that it also worked for you and that you walk your talk and that you are really going to be there to support them through. All right, remember, there are three types of feeling that a person hit emotionally. That's your pleasure, your personal empowerment, and your hope. People want pleasure. People want to be empowered. People want all the hope, and people want, of course, result. Okay? So again, go back to this, all these objections. Don't feel down or depressed about it. What you do is you rise above it. Okay? Write down in every calls that you've made, which, by the way, good thing. That's a good job on you for also practicing and getting to know people and having that sales mindset of serving other people and that muscle of habit. Okay, so just keep on going. All right, so again, there are three things. Number one, tie in your story. Two, call out their fears. And number three, show them what's possible. All right, you guys, I hope this podcast session helped you real quick in terms of handling objections in your copy way before you have that call together. All right, you guys, have a good day. I'll see you again and listen or whatever. I get to reach out to you again next time. Bye, guys. Are you ready for that transformative, progressive, and profitable business that is clear and crisp and according to your desire? Hop on in. LinkedIn Power Profile Intensive is now open. Now be part of the tribe and have your soul-led clients rushing and running towards you. I'll see you inside. Make sure you go on, log in to CassiePajarillo.com and register today.